In this country, hate speech isn't as deadly as it was in Rwanda, but it is being used as a political weapon. Day to Day's Mike Pesca explains.
Americans hate hate. True, as a culture, we eagerly embrace figurative hate, hating the Yankees, hating New Age music, or hating oatmeal. But as far as visceral hate, most Americans find it distasteful. Therefore, as a political tactic, calling the other guys haters or saying they're involved in hate speech can be an effective ploy. After the Democratic candidates sharply criticized President Bush in a September debate, Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie appeared on Meet the Press.
The kind of words we're hearing now from the Democratic candidates go beyond political debate. This is political hate speech.
Labeling expressions of extreme opposition as hate speech, you might say in itself, is a kind of hate speech.
Deborah Tannen is the author of The Argument Culture and a professor of linguistics at Georgetown University.
It's a little bit like when you're having an argument with your spouse, and rather than talking about what you're saying, they make fun of the way you're using language. I won't talk to you if you raise your voice to me. Well, we're arguing, so that's why we're raising our voices.
And so the stage was set at the beginning of this week when Internet town crier Matt Drudge posted a notice that Hollywood Democrats were gathering at the Beverly Hills Hotel for an event that was labeled in an email as Hate Bush Meeting. Lori David, wife of Seinfeld co-creator Larry David, was the organizer of the meeting. At the event, she thanked the Drudge Report for increasing her group's stature, even though, she says, he got his biggest fact wrong.
No, it wasn't my email, actually. And the piece that appeared on the Drudge Report was completely false. Nowhere have I ever used the word hate Bush in association with this meeting tonight.
As this high-level briefing, to accurately quote the official press release, was taking place, a group of 30 or so anti-hate Bush protesters gathered outside. Lauren Schmidt says the only hate that night was inside the hotel.
Now, do you think that they're really about hate, or they just really disagree with you politically?
No, I think that they really hate George W. Bush. We disagree with them politically, sir.
Next to a man toting a life-size cutout of George W. Bush stood Rose Bond, who held up a poster of her son, Lance Corporal Jason Bond. I asked her what was the difference between the people inside, who she said hated Bush, and people she knew in her personal life who disagreed with him but didn't hate.
They'll just say they're Democrats, they didn't vote for Bush, and that's fine. But they never say hateful things. They don't call him a liar. They don't call him a warmonger. They don't say he sent the boys over there to die. They don't say any of those mean-spirited, cold-hearted, terrible things of our president.
Rose, like most other protesters, heard of the meeting through conservative talk show hosts. That group, by the way, is particularly sensitive to the hate speech label, because after the Oklahoma City bombing, President Bill Clinton cited the airwaves as being spewers of hate. Hugh Hewitt is a nationally syndicated conservative talk show host. He says that anyone who admits to hating a political foe immediately loses the argument.
I do know that politically, it's a numbskull move to use the word hate in any context. Hollywood's become a set of fanatics, and the Democratic Party has now got an anchor around their necks, which are these fanatics who use words like hate for marketing purposes. They have become the militia of the left.
Jonathan Chait of the New Republic magazine says it was liberals who wielded the hate cudgel so carelessly in the first place.
You know, people on the left have used the phrase hate speech in very slippery and opportunistic ways for a very long time. And Republicans have ways to go until they catch up with that.
Chait knows hate. An article he wrote in September began with the sentence, "I hate George W. Bush." While many liberal readers said, "Amen," many Republicans said, "Aha." Chait says the reaction taught him something about the word and the emotion.
People understand the word hatred in a way that I don't. I meant hatred as a synonym for take a strong disliking to. In the same way, I would say I hate Notre Dame football. Not that I think everyone who's involved with Notre Dame football is evil or that I want them to die. Certainly I don't. I don't want George W. Bush to die, nor do I think he's evil at some level that I think people would, you know, mean like the devil is evil.
Today, Chait regrets his phrasing. He says that admitting his hate was a tactic to convince fellow Democrats that he feels their pain, but that they should give up their hate and be more constructive in their criticism of the president. His message, he now believes, fell victim to the hate people have for the word hate. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.